For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up? I made a $24 sale on Poshmark. I'm not trying to brag, but it was my very first Poshmark sale, and it happened 5 minutes ago, and I didn't have anyone else to tell, so here we are. I'm going to give you an update on what's been going on in my life. I'd love to hear from you and find out what's been going on in your life. That's what we're doing today on The Chalene Show. We're in my car, so please put your seatbelt on. We are going for a ride. So if you listened to the episode just prior to this one, you heard Leslie Tucker on that show. She is a mom of 10 who had a job as a baker, didn't exactly love it, and started selling stuff out of her own closet and realized like, hey, this is A, kind of fun, B, I can do it from home, and C, I'm making money at this. And so she shared with us on Monday's episode how it is she turned that little hobby into a side hustle. Super cool. Now, normally I would put that kind of episode on Build Your Tribe, but sometimes I'm just like, wait, is that really a business episode? I mean, who doesn't need a side hustle? Who doesn't need an extra way to declutter and make some extra money? So I thought that was pretty exciting, and it inspired me to open up my own Poshmark site. And of course, as you probably know, I'm doing a free challenge to teach those of you who want to learn how to sell the stuff that you don't need, that's taking up room once you're decluttering, right? Like how to sell that stuff and make some extra money. Now you might be saying to yourself, Chalene, why are you making a $24 sale on Poshmark? Really? Shouldn't you just donate your stuff? No, I shouldn't donate my stuff. You know why? Because when you donate it, 9 times out of 10, it ends up in landfills, number one. And number two, what I do with my earnings from resold items is I donate 100% of the proceeds to a charity. So Brett and I this year have donated over $15,000 to charities of our choice. And that's just from reselling items and clothes. Now, I didn't used to do this. I used to just like donate my stuff because I was like, I don't want to deal with it. But now I'm like, listen, that's not the best thing to do. If I want to make more money so that I can donate more money so I can tithe with like guilt-free and help organizations that are near and dear to my heart, like I should care about this stuff. So that's what I'm doing with my money. Maybe for you, it's about, I don't know, teaching your kids how to make a little extra money or making things just a little more comfortable at home, paying off some debt, paying off a few bills. I heard today a statistic that 75% of businesses are down in sales because of COVID-19 and everything else. And certainly we know so many people are out of work, out of jobs, furloughed, or you fear that's going to happen. So like, why not create an additional stream of income, or at least like create a little cushion? So that's that. So to join, by the way, you can go to, depending on when you're listening to this, hopefully it'll still be available. You can go to chalene.com/challenge. Make it super simple for you. That link is at the top of my show notes. Just click on it and go there. In fact, while you're listening, you can go there. chalene.com/challenge. It's free, free challenge, and you'll make some money. All right. The next thing I wanted to like update you on is what I've been up to. So as you probably heard, Brock moved to Seattle, Washington. Why? Because he and his girlfriend compared lists. She graduated from college. He has like, I don't know, 2 classes left until he graduates, and they're both online because UC Davis isn't doing classes in person. Now you might be asking yourself, but what about football? Well, they decided there won't be any football until after he graduates. Literally, like this football season has been postponed. So sadly, I don't know if it's sad. It's just the way things worked out, right? I don't even want to say it's sad because he's super stoked and excited. The only thing I'm a little bit sad about is that I didn't know when I was watching his last game that it was his last game. You know what I mean? But shoot, if that's like the saddest thing, it ain't that sad, because I'm so stoked for him and his girlfriend. They're just so excited, and it's exciting for me to see that my kid is just about to graduate from college and he's already 100% financially independent, living on his own in a beautiful high-rise apartment and starting his own life and building his business and serving his clients. That's super cool. And we're working together too. He's one of our professors inside of our marketing school, Marketing Impact Academy. Sierra earned her AA from FITM University, where she studied graphic design. And she's already working almost full time, which is kind of exciting. So she had to make the decision in the middle of COVID. Okay, do I continue on to get my 4-year degree, or am I happy with my 2-year degree and I just want to start working? And, you know, they asked for our opinions, but I want them to make their own decisions. I'm really happy with her decision. I agree with her. It's like, okay, does she really need to go to 2 more years of school when she's already trained? And now she just needs work experience and she wants to figure out what she likes doing. She knows she doesn't like working for other people. So she's freelancing and she's busy almost full time now. And it's great because she's doing graphic design, which is set her up in such a way, because that was the other thing. We're like, okay, we will help pay for your apartment and living expenses while you're in school. But once you're done with school, you're done with mom and dad's cushion. So she's like, okay, fine. You know, so like that had to factor into her decision too. And she decided, no, okay, I can do this on my own. So right now she's living at home, but she's been working full time for almost probably 3 weeks. And, you know, so putting together a budget and looking for apartments and trying to find a roommate. I think she'll probably end up living in Orange County, but like maybe closer to Costa Mesa. Costa Mesa is kind of like, I don't know, it's like where all the hipsters live. Can I just say, I love my son, but can I just say it is so awesome to just have like a little bit more space in our house? Not complaining. But it's not easy. And I'm like, okay, Sierra, let's look for apartments today. Like, I love having her at the house too, but like Brett and I are excited to just like, you know, also have our place back. I really do love having her there. What I can't decide what I should do with is my gym. So I don't know what to do with my gym. I mean, how we've converted our family room, living room, family room. We've converted our family room into a gym. And like, I don't know, should I turn it back into a family room or do I leave it like a gym? I can't decide. So maybe you can leave me your opinion under my last post on Instagram. I'll look for it there. Travel. That's the thing, man. I am so itching to travel. Aren't you guys itching to travel? I just don't understand like why everyone is so crazy, obsessive, like against each other. Like everything seems so divisive. Like, do you wear a mask? Do you not wear a mask? I mean, yes, of course. I don't know. Like, it's so weird, like how all of these things have become political. And like, if you are wearing a mask, then it's like, oh, well then you must be voting for this party. It's like, no, don't make any assumptions. Trust me, you don't know. You really don't. And I don't want to talk about it because I can't stand the way people fight over that stuff. What else is going on? Well, my workouts are going well, but I will say that for about 3 weeks there, I don't know. You know what it was? I wasn't tracking my macros. And I think I've said this, like at least once a quarter, I have to track macros or I just get all out of whack. So I'm back to tracking my macros and that feels really good. I haven't had any problems with my hamstring. That's great. Mom and dad are awesome. Okay, and then I wanted to address those of you who have left me messages. I did that episode about suicide. Woo! Man, I got some heavy, heavy messages after that, you guys. It's hitting home. Like, there's too many people. So many people just dealing with suicide, just hitting too close to home. And so many kids, so many of you told me about how close this has hit for you. And of course, then I heard from so many of you who are, you know, that episode hit at the right time. And I appreciate that kind of feedback. That's when I know like what I'm doing really matters. Okay, we're going to take a little break real quick to mention today's podcast is sponsored by Trophy Skin. I love Trophy Skin. Again, this is a company that I reach out to and said, I would love you guys to sponsor the show because they make such great products. They take products that you would normally get in a spa and they make them affordable and super easy for people to use at home. My favorite is the Microderm MD. It's like a home microdermabrasion system. And it's also their most popular product. And it's finally back in stock, which is why you haven't heard me talk about it on the show for a while, because I think people were at home during COVID and just like brightening up their own skin. So it's kind of like getting microdermabrasion, except that you can do it yourself. And this machine is amazing. I am not kidding. It like buffs away the fine lines and wrinkles you have on your face. It's really easy to use. It just makes your skin glow and you'll save hundreds. Actually, could save thousands of dollars compared to what you'd spend for the same treatment at a spa. So it's this really cool, lightweight, portable set, I guess you could call it. It's a combination of this diamond exfoliation. It's like this little, it's hard to describe. It looks like a pen, but it's got suction attached to it. And the end of it has this little diamond buffer that it like sucks away all of your dead skin. And it just makes your skin glow and look so radiant. And again, I'm not kidding. I've had microdermabrasion done at the spa. And this is so much better because I can control how strong it is. And I can do it in like 5 minutes if I want, especially the areas where I tend to get like dry or flaky and just need my skin to look brighter. Now, just to give you a price comparison, normally when you go and get like microdermabrasion at the spa, it costs anywhere from, I don't know, $150 to $300. Well, the Microderm MD retails for $299, okay? But you get 40% off when you use code Shalene. All you do is go to trophyskin.com and enter the code Shalene at checkout. You'll get 40% off. Literally, you will pay yourself back for that investment after your first treatment. And I'm telling you, you're going to see such a difference. Like your makeup goes on so much smoother and just looks radiant. Listen, I love all of their skin products, like their lotions and serums, etc. But if you're going to buy yourself a tool, the Microderm MD is where you want to spend your money. All right, guys, back to the show. This podcast, like, it gives me life. I just can't even tell you how much I love hearing from you guys. I'll put the number you can call in. I'll put that in my show notes. And you can always text me at that, too. I prefer you to leave me a voice note, though. And a lot of times I'm going to voice note you right back. You can also do that by going to the app. You just go to my website, actually. Just go to shalene.com. And there's a little widget there where you can leave me a voice message. Those really mean a lot to me. And, of course, like, reading your... Oh my gosh, reading your reviews, it's life. I can't even tell you how rewarding that is. So what have I been doing lately? I think there's this misconception that I still spend most of my time in business doing fitness, but I don't. I think if you listen to the show on the regular basis, you know that like fitness is something I do personally every day because it's a lifestyle for me. But in terms of purpose and like, you know, really doing that thing that means everything to me, it's what we do every day in business, which is helping people create an income. And this year, more than ever, we've kind of like revamped our programs because we started surveying people, like especially people inside my marketing school, and saying like, okay, so what was your business when you first started this? And we found like 80% of the people, get this, 80% of my students, when they joined my marketing school, didn't have a business. They didn't even know what they were going to do. Had no idea. So one of the things we've done, I've been working on for the last 4 weeks, just to kind of give you an update, is going into my marketing school. It's called Marketing Impact Academy. You already know that. And just really spending a lot more time getting the lessons right and the kind of templates so that I'm really taking care of that person who has no idea what their business should be, like getting them started, like teaching people right away. Okay, let me help you decide. Let me help you figure out where to start that is like zero or low, low, low cost. Because when you don't have an idea and you don't have any business experience, like that can really throw someone for a curveball, like it can really impact your confidence to like just try things. So I'm like, okay, now that I know that that's where the majority of people are starting, I need to just do a better job of taking care of them. And I can't even tell you how meaningful that work is. It's just really powerful. You know, I always say, like, don't worry about like your big thing in life. Just do things that help other people, solve problems, have fun, and you'll figure it out as you go. And I can't even tell you how meaningful it is for me to help other people do that and, you know, make enough money so they can leave a abusive relationship or pay for their own college and, you know, give their parents that relief. Like, that's a really cool thing. So I've been spending a ton of time doing that. My goal this year was to book speaking events, train going by, to book speaking events for like 2 per month for every single month. And we did that. Brett and I busted our butts and we like really made sure that the places where I was going to speak weren't just like people who were like, yeah, we'll pay you to come and speak. Like I really was like, oh, I want to talk to this group or I would love to be on this stage because I love the people or the type of event this is. So we booked all these like dream events. And then hashtag COVID. So a lot of those events have either canceled or they've gone online. So I've been doing those events like virtually, which, can I be honest? I mean, it's great to do, but I want to see people. Yes, the ultimate introvert. You're hearing me say this. Like I'm an outgoing introvert. I still like to see people. I don't want to be like, you know, in big crowds of people every day. But twice a month, I want to hug you. I want to see people's faces. I want to see the cute shoes that you're wearing. I want to see people clap and dance and have aha moments. Like, it's so weird to be just like looking into a camera lens and going, I hope this is making a difference. It's not hard. It's different. And I miss it. I really do miss getting out and traveling and seeing people and the adrenaline that you feel when you get on stage. I can't wait to do that again. My husband is so ready to just travel the world. We're itching to do that. And then, you know, kind of the other thing that I'm excited about doing is ramping up Phase It Up. That's the nutrition program that we really kind of improve that program so that it's much more habit-based, because I, you know me, you listen to this podcast all the time. I geek out on anything related to habit. Habits make life so much easier. And I don't know, I just love making that program better and better and better for people. I guess what I'm trying to say is you don't always have to be creating something new. I guess what I'm realizing is one of the reasons why I feel very happy right now is because it's stressful to create something new that you don't know how it's going to go over. You don't know if people want it. You know, like any new project you have, going to a new school, moving to a new home, starting a new business, starting a new project, like those things are kind of stressful. And one thing that isn't stressful is knowing when something works, knowing when something is good and making it better. That is freaking fun. Whether it's a marriage or your home, or like just even a skill that you're like, okay, I'm good at this, but what if I just try to get better at it? Like that's fun. It is so fun to have these things like Marketing Impact Academy or Phase It Up that they're working, they're crushing, and they're helping people. And I'm like, okay, so instead of like dividing my focus, let's just make these things better. That's really fun. I'm loving that. I'm loving making my marriage better. I'm doing some things in my home right now, decoration wise, and I'm kind of doing some DIY. DIY is so rewarding. I wish I was better at it, but I'm going to post up some photos of what I did in my little bathroom to show you how I DIY'd my bathroom. I think it's really cute. It's just some simple painting and changing out of knobs. And I keep telling my husband, I'm like, I saved you thousands of dollars, sir. So you'll have to check that out. I guess I just wanted to say that I'm happy and I hope you're happy. I want you to be happy. Keep these things in mind. Instead of taking on something new, maybe improve something that's already working. Find some simple ways to declutter, make a little extra money, help some people. That's really fun. Reminder to join the challenge if you're listening to this in time, shaleen.com/challenge. Oh, I've got a really cool episode for you guys to listen to on Friday. My son, Brock, you know, he does the Build Your Tribe episode with me. He's my co-host there. But he just did this amazing interview that I'm going to post up here on Friday for you guys. It's a special bonus, so I hope that you'll listen to that. And basically, I just want you to know every time I say this that I really, really do mean it. I love you. And I think you're amazing. And I don't think that you probably hear that enough, but you are amazing. And I'm proud of the personal development that you do. And I'm proud of who you are. And I'm grateful beyond words, beyond measure for you, because you're the reason why I'm happy. I mean, such a big piece of this. I don't know if I would be as fulfilled as I am if it weren't for the podcast. That's how I meet so many of you. It's how so many of you find out about, you know, different programs like Phase It Up or MIA. Like, you guys mean the world to me. And thank you for all of your feedback on these episodes. Thanks for staying in touch with me. I love you. I mean it. And I'll talk to you soon.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.